Well, Chuck, for my first question that I have for you, and I ask every artist this, what are you currently up to? What are you currently doing? And promote what is currently happening with you and the rest of the band.
Okay. Well, we're actually just getting ready. We leave on Sunday, start the Lamb of God Killswitch Engage Huntress Tour. Started off in Toronto on the 22nd. And, you know, we're pretty fired up about that. We got the new Dark Roots of Thrash DVD double CD set coming out right next week. So, you know, just kind of, we're kind of working a lot, touring a lot off the Dark Roots of Earth album. So this is kind of like the end of the road for the record cycle. We're right after this tour, January, we start writing and recording a new record.
Awesome.
So it's kind of like, you know, we've been touring a lot right when the record came out, all the way up till last month. And so it's kind of a nice thing. Things are kind of good looking up. We got a great tour that we're going to kind of end the cycle on, and looking forward to it.
Well, you have the live DVD and the double live album coming out, The Dark Roots of Thrash, which I think is really cool. I mean, I've listened to the CD version of it, and I thought it sounded killer. And you also have a DVD out, Chuck, and talk a bit about the DVD and the CD and the current release coming out.
Well, the DVD, we really actually chose to do that right now because the last DVD we had done was Live in London. And that's when we had the reunion in 05 with the original members. And when we had the reunion, all the original guys really wanted to focus on playing material that they performed on. So a lot of the show was just the earlier material. And, you know, at that time we had like Demonic, and The Gathering, and we really weren't playing much of that. So when we chose to do this one, especially if we have the Formation record and Dark Roots of Earth, we thought that, you know, this is what Testament represents today, is the music we're writing today. And we played a lot of that in the set, so we just definitely thought it's the time's right now to put out a new live album and DVD. And, you know, it was our, you know, headline tour. It was a thrash tour that had Overkill and Flops Magentum and Forearm on it. It was a really great tour and package, and we just really wanted to capture it on tape and put that down, you know, visually as well. You know, and this is definitely one thing that we really worked hard on, especially the production of the sound. I think it came out, sounds great, and the editing. Every band member got to put their 2 cents in as far as the editing for video. So at the end of the day, I think everybody was really happy and pleased with the whole package.
Chuck, you know, it's interesting because you were mentioning some of the bands you were touring with who are pretty heavy bands, but you know, a lot of the contemporaries, a lot of the thrash bands that came from the same school you guys came from, in the same area that you came from, you all are putting out really killer records, all of you. And I mean, you guys never really went away. You know, some of the bands have come back, but you guys never really went away, Chuck. I mean, The Gathering is still probably one of my favorite Testament albums, but also it also seems like, you know, the last couple records I thought were amazing. And talk a bit about yourselves and even your contemporaries. What led to all these bands putting out, these old school bands putting out these killer records?
Well, I think we stayed focused on what we do, and that we've never tried to stray from the path of what Testament does. But I think there's been probably a new breed, probably over the last decade or more, of new and upcoming bands that, you know, kind of, you know, throw props to our band that, you know, they listen to it, grew up with Testament, and you know, we actually get inspired by their creations and the music that they write. You know, it's a whole new, fresh-sounding, extreme sound, you know, and we kind of take note from it. I think we've kind of took a full circle, you know. We've kind of, over the last, I don't know, 3 records since The Gathering, I believe, we've just really kind of found our spot. I mean, those records don't sound like a band that's going almost on 30 years. You know, it still sounds modern, or it could be like, you know, still sounds fresh. And so, you know, we took a lot of that just from a lot of the newer bands, you know, making the scene healthy again, you know, the whole industry part of
Well, and it's interesting, you know, talking about staying focused and still putting out good stuff, Chuck, one of the things that seems like a lot of you guys are working with Andy Sneap. You know, I know the last couple of Exodus records, he worked with them, and just a lot of the thrash metal bands, and even some of the other metal bands like Accept and stuff like that were working with him. But what's it like to work with a guy as good as Andy Sneap?
Andy's great. I mean, when we first started working with him, you know, we knew that he was a musician, understood the style of music. And, you know, me and Eric really did a lot of the mixing the records with him. This last record, we really felt that Andy understands our sound and tones and what we really want or looking for or want to sound like. So, you know, I think he really captured, you know, we just gave him the reins, said, here, you mix it, send us some tapes, we'll get back to you. And I think he nailed it, you know. He got it. I think it was one of the first mixes we got back. We were like, this sounds great. There's not much more tweaking to do, you know. It was there already. And that makes life a lot easier when you got somebody to understand what you're looking for, you know.
When you ended up getting back together with many of the original members of the band, you know, you mentioned Alive in London, for example, the live DVD and a live album that had come out. Was there, when you ended up coming back into the rehearsal room with like Alex Skolnick and Greg Christian and a lot of these other guys, and the other guys that were in the band at the time, was there any type of transition, or was it like when you walked into the rehearsal room, it just, you know, sort of like picked up where it left off?
Well, of course, there's a little transition, but I think it definitely felt like we had the team back together. You know, when we had everybody, it was like, you know, seeing old friends again, you know, that you haven't seen in a while. Because when we parted ways, we didn't go out on bad terms at all. It's just everybody just wanted to kind of do other things, and that's just the way it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had actually seen each other. Me and my wife, you know, would go to New York and visit Alex and Louie holidays and stuff, and so it was all just still friends, but we never really spoke about, hey, what about getting back together or do something together. That was never. So when I got sick, you know, that they threw that Thrash of the Titans show in the Bay Area, and all the guys came out for that show. So that was kind of like, you know, the first time we all got together in the same room, and we all got on stage. And it was kind of like, you know, cool. And that kind of sparked, you know, the idea, you know, that this is a possibility. You know, so when we got together, you know, well, actually called up to get on a tour or a festival in Europe. And the promoter told me he had the original Anthrax lineup. So I thought, well, let's get the original Testament lineup together. Because Anthrax was always one of the first bands we toured with. And everybody in the band agreed. So we had like one show that kind of turned into five shows and 10 shows. And next you know, here we are 8 years later, still together. And that first rehearsal, I remember when we first got in the rehearsal room to practice, it was a little rough, but everybody knew the parts. But day two, it was like tight. And we just felt like, that's it. That's the sound, you know, I remember. That's it, you know, and we got to play with some great drummers and great guitar players and bass players, but it was nothing like the original lineup, you know, so it was really like we got the team back together, you know, and that was awesome.
Well, I'm sure, as you know, being a musician and doing what you've done for so long, you know, there's that chemistry that you get with people musically that whether you like them, whether you hate them, whether you're indifferent to them, it's almost pretty much like you guys are just meant to make music together, regardless of whatever goes on behind the scenes, or, you know, good or bad.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, it changed our writing style again, because when they left, me and Eric were writing songs that really weren't based on lead guitars. And, you know, most of them were mostly rhythms and vocals songs. And when Alex was back, first thing we thought was, okay, we got to write a lead break for Alex. You know, or maybe you have you and Alex do a dual harmony at the beginning of this song, and we kind of really did go back mentally the way we created music in the past.
Now, a few years back, obviously, you ended up getting cancer, and, you know, it was a pretty tough fight for you, like it is anybody that gets cancer, and, you know, I really admire the fact that you ended up beating it, And, you know, not only did you beat it, but you came back with Testament and really just started really just belting out the songs as good as you ever have. And the thing that's great about it is the fact that it's almost an inspiring story for you to fight that, then to come back to be able to perform as well as you have been and putting out these great records with this band. And, you know, just talk about getting through that ordeal and what it was like for it to have to go through that, because, you know, a lot of people don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people, unless you've had it, it's really hard for many other people to really comprehend. And I know they did that Thrash of the Titans thing, that tribute to you, which I thought was really awesome. And that was almost like the catalyst for many of these bands to really come back, many thrash bands anyway, to come back and start putting out records.
Well, I mean, I was really touched by everybody's, you know, being a part of that show and stuff like that. And, you know, it really didn't hit me that hard because that show day, I think the next day was like my last day of chemo after like, 5 weeks of chemo every day, you know, so I was kind of worn down and just really focusing on surviving and being with my family and friends, and it wasn't really about music. I wasn't really focused on any of the music or anything like that. So after I got, you know, had my open heart surgery and was, you know, free and clear, that's when it all kind of hit me. You know, I listened to like a Testament record and everything kind of sounded new and fresh again to me. I kind of got excited, like, wow, there's some good songs that kind of hit me, like, new again. So, you know, I was ready to, like, get back and let's do it. And to have the original guys back just kind of made it even more special, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it really just inspired, just build confidence. Like, when you perform or write records or anything, just increase the confidence level, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, that whole show, it seemed like to spawn many of these other, or respawn some of these bands that had been broken up for a while. You know, after that show, not only did you recover and Testament made, you know, you made your comeback with them, but at the same time, you know, many of these other thrash metal bands that played that show, you know, kind of made a comeback. And in a way, thrash metal almost seems like it inspired a lot of the heavy music you hear on the radio these days. I mean, back like 30 years ago, that didn't exist. You guys were the heaviest thing going on, and you couldn't hear heavy music on the radio. Nowadays, you hear it, and it's hard for me to believe that thrash metal and the whole old-school thrash metal scene that you came from really inspired, you know, it's hard for me to believe that it didn't inspire that, because it almost seems like thrash metal really helped bring heaviness to the mainstream, so to speak.
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, it's like when you grow up with something classic, it's what kind of embeds in your mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you can't forget it.
You know, Steve Zetro Sousa is one of my favorite thrash metal vocalists, along with yourself. And when you guys ended up putting out that Dublin Death Patrol record, it was really cool to hear both of you guys trading off lines and singing together on a lot of these songs. And, you know, do you ever plan on doing something like that again? And what was it like for you to do that record?
Well, it was good. It was just meant for fun. We weren't meant to do a record. It was just all of us friends getting together, doing some cover songs, maybe rehashing some of our original material. And that's all it started to be, and it turned, and we wrote some music, and we all kind of thought, you know, it'd be kind of a shame for nobody to get to hear what we created.
Mm-hmm.
And it just grew into something more than what we thought, you know. But it was just one of those things. It was cool. We don't really do that at all anymore, because everybody's got their own lives and, you know, bands and their own thing going on. So it was fun while it lasted.
Now, many bands, you over the past few years, have re-recorded some of their older stuff, as you guys have done. I mean, you guys did it on First Strike, Still Deadly. And why did you decide to re-record some of the older songs?
We couldn't remix the original tracks. Atlantic wouldn't give us the permission.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, we just decided, let's just re-record it. They can't stop us from doing that.
Chuck, I know we're running out of time here a little bit, and it was great to be able to talk to you and get your insights on quite a few things going on with the band and some of the things in the past. And, you know, as I always say, my last question to every band member that I talk to from any band I have on the show, do you have any last words to say to the fans that will be checking out this interview?
Well, I just say, just, you know, definitely this live DVD CD is one for the collection. One of those CDs you can put in your car and crank up loud and, you know, throw on the DVD. It's a good hour and 45 minutes of and good entertainment. And hope to see everybody out on the Lamb of God tour.
And WBWC are the letters.
Okay.
And just go whenever.
Hey, this is Chuck Billy from Testament right here on WBWC at 88.3. Right here, everybody tune in always. Get your horns up for the Metal Command Show.
Awesome. Okay, man. Well, hey, good luck to everything. Been a fan for a long time now, and... keep it going, because I'll tell you what, you guys are on a roll right now, so.
Well, thanks, man. Hopefully we'll see you out there.
Hey, you take care. Bye-bye.